Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is what is known as Hump Day, Wednesday, March 11th.
I thought you said we were never calling it that.
I know. Because I've been reminded of that to death one time, so I don't need to talk about it anymore. But some people do like to know that it's the middle of the week for them. So I'm here to remind them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already Wednesday. It was just Sunday.
Yeah, huh?
It's like, where did Monday and Tuesday go?
I know, man. Why are the days flying by so fast? Why do you think that is? Do you think time is accelerating or what's going on?
I have no idea scientifically, but I know that I am very busy. So the busier I am, it's like my days just fly because I'm going from one thing to the next. I'm not just sitting.
Right. And you don't have time to think about it or look at the clock or anything.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy bee.
Yep.
You know, that's good.
That's me.
Keep yourself busy.
I do. I definitely do.
In a few minutes, we have a very special guest, or actually a couple of special guests in the studio, and we're going to get to them in just a second. So if you're hearing laughing in the background, that's our guests. Well, they can't help themselves. We're really funny, you know?
We are.
We make our guests really laugh and roll on the floor.
I wouldn't know how to sit quietly for 10 minutes. I have no idea what that even means.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow you're going to bring your partner in crime on the show.
I am.
And we're going to have Lauren Leonelli. Is that how she pronounces
it?
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
So she's your best friend and also partner in crime of two drunk girls.
Yes.
She's one of the two drunk girls. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be here for the second time. That'll be cool.
You invited her back.
Yes, I did.
So whatever happens is on you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, the first experience was nice.
We were tame then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you're going to like break out all stops this time.
I have no idea. If there's alcohol, maybe.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should. You know, remember that time you promised mimosas?
Mimosas,
and they never
right?
Came. Yeah. Hmm.
I just forget things.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll email you at midnight.
Yeah, at midnight, right. I need to buy the champagne first.
Right.
Right. You know what? Email me later today if you remember.
Okay.
Or text me.
I will.
I'm so forgetful, man. And the thing is I don't make lists like you do because when I do, I don't look at them. So,
that is
you know,
not the point of a list.
I know, but it's
actually, they say if you write something three times, you commit it to memory. Or you say it also three times, it's in your memory. So maybe you just need three lists.
That's true, yeah. I just have so many things on my, I have so many things on my mind that I really do need to write things down. You know, there's just so many things I need to do. And I don't know how I've gone through life without lists, but somehow I make it. But I do forget the less important things, you know. But for tomorrow, the champagne is important, so I'll have to remember that.
Yeah. You know what else helps me, at least, is putting things in my calendar. I'll put everything in my calendar.
Right.
So it comes up as a reminder. Right. It's a reminder. Right. So, like, I'll put call CVS. I'll put, like,
that's true.
Gas.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Every single thing. It's kind of ridiculous, but it helps me.
Right. There's also reminders that actually alert
remind
you and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do that. We've got all these features on the phone.
Who knew? It doesn't just call anymore.
I know, man. Wow. What was I going to say? Oh, did you see this headline? 100 inches of snow in 18 hours? I mean, what's that all about? Where's that?
Not here.
That's not here. Oh, in Italy. Okay, so it's not
Italy.
Even here. Yeah. It's in Italy, but they had to put this in the headline because it's quite a bit of snow. My God.
That's a lot of snow.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
I cannot empathize at all with that.
No, huh?
It's like it doesn't even make sense to me.
I know. I mean, to me, the sky is overcast like this morning.
To me, this is snow.
Yeah, and I want to take an umbrella and stuff with me.
It's cloudy, so I wore my, like, winter attire.
Right, except it's not cold. It's
yesterday,
just
I wore a dress. Today, I'm in, like, darker colors.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not cold.
No,
it's warmer than
it's overcast though. So to me, that equals winter.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, I need to bring a scarf and gloves and everything.
But it's really hot in the studio today.
I know it is, huh?
I'm having like
we need to pay attention to before the show starts.
Right. Oops.
But you can turn around and turn it down if you want to try it next to you. No, you don't want to do
how
it.
Work that.
Just stand up and look at it.
Let me see.
Okay.
I'm connected.
Okay. Yeah. Now, did you, on the bottom, whoops, on the bottom, there's something where you turn it.
No.
No? There's nothing on the bottom?
It's just as a square.
No, there's something on the bottom.
No.
A little wheel.
No, there's got to be. Zero wheel.
Okay.
Oh, it's on top. The top.
Okay, on top. The other one's on the
All
bottom.
Right. How low should we go?
I was going to tell you. I don't know. Whatever you think.
It's emitting gas of some kind.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know what's doing.
No, it's not emitting gas. It's just kind of like going when it goes down. But okay, just leave it.
Right.
Why? Are you smelling anything?
No, but it
no,
just
it's not.
Made
it's just,
me afraid.
It's just that type of a thing. Yeah. Okay, forget about it. We'll stay warm in here.
Fine, I'm just schwitzing.
Yeah.
I've never said that before.
No?
No,
is that
I don't
the first
use Yiddish.
Time?
No.
Yeah, no Yiddish, huh?
I think I'm too young for Yiddish.
Yeah, I know.
You become a mom, then you get your like Yiddish card.
Yeah, not even then, man. It's a dying language, you know, because it's not relevant anymore. We don't need it.
Was it ever relevant?
It was back in Europe, you know, in the old days and stuff. People spoke. It's a mix of German and Hebrew, so people wouldn't understand them very well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I say let's keep it.
Yeah. Let's keep it just for
let's
tradition.
Let's like modernize
you know?
It a little.
Yeah.
We could do that. I mean, we say enough things that don't make any sense. So
that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Well, some people are going to keep it alive, I'm sure. But like I said, not many people use it.
Yeah.
Just so other people can't understand them. That's pretty much it. Yeah. No, before we get to our guests, you heard about the racist chant at the University of Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
Did you actually see it?
No, and I keep meaning to listen, but I...
Yeah, they have clips because it's very short. I mean, it's only like, what, 10 seconds or something. Mm. But, I mean... You know, and we were talking about yesterday about transparency and, you know, in the... where there's no privacy and things like that, mm-hmm. you know. And for people to actually do this and put it on video, I don't get it. You know, I just don't understand why anybody would do that and to document such racist remarks and such...
I don't get it either, and I'm glad that those people got expelled.
Yeah, because, they got expelled.
Hello.
And now they're apologizing their asses off, but, you know, who cares?
Right.
You know, you can't take it back.
Why are you doing things that then you have to apologize for?
Yeah.
And putting it on YouTube, which is might as well be TV, because it goes straight to TV after that.
Exactly. And you know, why, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to understand why people do this because, I mean, the song even had a reference to lynching. I mean, why would people in the 21st century even resort to this kind of thing?
Because there's still people with hate. However, the amount of hate groups in, I think, our country have gone down drastically.
Yeah.
It's at the lowest it's been since, like, 2005.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know how they like do that survey because like do they go around saying like, "Hey, you hate group, are you still around?
Right.
Are you active?
Are you racist?"
Yeah,
I know.
Keep up what you're doing. Like, what do they? I don't understand how that even works. But.
Yeah.
Apparently, people put things on YouTube, and you know they're still active.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. So people document everything. I mean, people videotape rapes and stuff. I mean, it's just horrible.
I know.
You know, and but this obsession with cameras is something that amazes me. You know.
Well, it's like if it didn't happen on camera, did it happen?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they kept it to themselves, it's still hateful. And sad, but at least nobody would know about it.
They wouldn't have gotten expelled.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure people do this all the time.
Not that we're advocating being hateful, not on camera, but just a lot
yeah, exactly.
of choices.
Don't advertise the stupid things you do.
No, but I'm glad that there were repercussions.
Yeah, yeah, they took the action right away, which is what they should do. And then finally, before we get to our guest, Ashton Kutcher now complains that there's no changing tables in men's rooms because he's got a baby now and he's realizing it's difficult. And I said this like 25 years ago when my kids were born, you know. I'm like, how am I supposed to change them in the mall, you know?
Right.
And so some places actually have like a joint room just for changing. You know, it's not really the restroom. It's just a changing room.
Yeah, I've seen that at like Bloomingdale's
right?
and Nordstrom, I think.
Yeah, they do have that. So why not, you know, and if they have to have it in the restroom, make one for men too. Because, I mean, there's a lot of dads going to the mall.
There are a lot of dads going to the mall.
Yeah, which is cool, you know. So, but men, but you know, our society is just geared toward condemning women for breastfeeding. That's what our society cares about.
When will we run out of issues?
Yeah.
Now this is one. This is great. Actually, every time I see a changing table in a bathroom, it makes me think of a dirty diaper and I feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like mad that I know that it happened. Like, then that means that diaper's also somewhere near me still, because, like, the baby was there and the garbage is there.
Yeah. Well, you better prepare for that, my dear. One day you're going to have to deal with that.
I know.
But let me tell you, I mean, I was grossed out about that. And I also, one of the reasons I don't have a dog is because I can't deal with dog shit and stuff, you know. But
then you have to carry it around until you find a place to throw it out.
I know, but to touch it, you know, even through the bag and stuff, you
what
know.
What happened to the days where dogs just pooped and yeah. then you left it?
Well, you don't want that anymore, believe me.
No, because people step in their grass.
And yeah, you step in the grass.
People play in grass. And
yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I have neighbors in the... in the building next door. I mean, that guy like sees everybody that doesn't clean up after them, and he starts yelling at
them. He's like the mayor of poop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they like watch the whole street. But going back to baby poop, what I realize is that when it's your baby, it's not gross. It really isn't.
We'll see about
you
that. Know?
Yeah, you'll see.
I'll and if you can't stand it,
just get a nanny from day one.
I will. We could actually talk about this too with Lauren, because Lauren is a nanny also. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see her relationship with baby shit. Poop. Yeah. All right. Well, okay, so at least...
to be continued.
At least Ashton Kutcher is a spokesperson for dads.
Good. I'm glad that a celebrity spoke up on this real issue.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to our guests who seem to be entertained already, which is amazing because we want to entertain our guests in here. So we have Candace Silvers in the studio. Welcome to the show, Candace.
Thank you.
And you're a host here on LA Talk Radio. You have a show called Candace Silvers Radio. When did you start, Candace?
Oh, a couple months ago. A
couple months ago? I think it's more than that.
Ah.
You started in November.
That's
you
a couple months.
That's more than a couple months.
Time has nothing to do with my reality.
Yeah.
Lists, no lists. I'm not in.
Awesome. And you brought a friend or assistant or a colleague with you, Alara. Welcome to the show, Alara.
Thank you.
I don't know the relationship between you two, but obviously you work together. So that's good enough for us to know, right?
I am her student.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I also work for her.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you learn from Candace?
Oh, wow.
Well, you're a student, you know. So, I mean, what do you do, Candace, is life coaching mainly, right?
It's a little bit more than life coaching.
Okay,
yeah,
tell us
it's
what
mathematical.
It is.
It's in the transformational field, but it's in the quantum field. So it has nothing to do with the culture or the time of this culture. It has to do with what causes someone to come into existence.
Wow. So you really take like the whole enchilada here. You don't just talk about people's future and how to get better. You're
There's
talking
no
about
future.
No future? No past, huh?
Only now.
It's funny. I was talking about it with my
brother
yesterday.
Well, think about it. Thinking about it is a joke, but think about it. Think about if you were to go into the future, where would you go into the future from? Where's the doorway into the future? Right now. The only way to get to the future is through right now, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
You're here thinking about there, but the reality is you're here.
Right.
The greatest reality is you're here thinking about there. You're never there.
Right.
10 years ago, you thought about now, but you were there, not here, in your future.
Right.
So we live in the idea of our future, which allows us to be non-viscerally present to what's actually here in our present.
Mm.
So the more you become aware of being here, tangible, visceral, connected to what's going on, it's taking the blinders off that allows more square per square footage of whatever's here.
So you're using some science, obviously, with all this.
Based in math, it has nothing to do with a good idea.
Is there spirituality in this, too? Because
intellectual is two or more gathered together to get somewhere. Spiritual, spirit, you are all. Spiritual is two or more gathered together to learn about themselves.
Yeah.
One is outcome-oriented and one is present-oriented.
Hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it differently, and that's a cool thing.
I don't think I'm looking at it differently. I think I'm taking away looking at it.
Really? Hmm. But when did you, is this something that developed with you, like knowing all this stuff, or is it something you embarked on and you said, I'm out to learn this stuff?
I think when people get to the end of their own path, whether they're 8 years old with cancer or 30 years old with the death of a lover or whatever it is, when you get to the end of your maximum, you either lay down and die or you open a doorway beyond what's real for you.
So you believe that there's something after life?
No, no, no. Oh, well, of course, but that's not what I'm talking about during life. Before this body drops, you go beyond what this body believes in.
What does that mean?
It means absolutely nothing. And that's where everything begins. When you get to nothing, if you have one thing, you can't have anything else. That one thing is real. If you take that one thing away, anything is possible. So no thing becomes anything.
I see. So take away the all the limitations and the
by becoming aware of them. You take away the blank space by becoming aware that the blank space is filled with negative ideas. And when negative ideas you become aware of where you stop yourself. Well, nobody sees broken glass. They're barefoot and chooses to step on it. As soon as you become aware of the broken glass, you learn to pause or go around it.
Right. So you learn of the consequences too, I suppose, right?
Well, there are no consequences. Everything's karma. You have a thought, it manifests.
There's
you
no
have
consequences,
a fear, it manifests.
But there's a consequence. If I put my
Well, the consequences are your karma. You speak it as an opinion. Consequences
well, but not necessarily, because look, if I put my finger in the fire, I'm going to get burned. That's a consequence, and it's not up to me.
So we're
but
saying
the decision
same
is
thing.
Up to me. Whether to put my finger in there is up to me, right?
We're saying the same thing. You're saying it as an opinion, and I'm saying it as a direct mathematical equation of causation. Opinions keep you from your present. Opinions are thoughts.
Right.
Experience is present.
Okay,
so
but,
a consequence
but you
is
can
an
think
idea.
About your present, right? You can think about your
That'll
experience
keep you from being here.
In what way? So I'm supposed to just experience it and not think about it?
Oh,
and,
gosh, no. We can't stop thinking. Can you stop thinking? Have you
no,
ever tried
that's
this?
What I,
Even when you meditate,
that's
you're
what
thinking.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I
try really hard. I can't stop. Because then I'm thinking about not thinking. And I'm like, why am I still thinking about not thinking if I'm not supposed to be thinking?
And that becomes people's normal, unfortunately. And they're caught in their thinking about their thinking, which is called anxiety.
Yeah.
And it keeps you, then it causes depression, and then it causes disease, and then it causes the willingness to give up your life because the pain is so bad. And it all started with a thought.
Mm, yeah.
Makes for great comedy, though. You're very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of comedy writers that study with me. You are a really funny young lady.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That made my day. I could go home now.
Yeah, there you go. You
I
see,
don't have anything else
you know,
to do.
You know,
right
my father
authority.
Was a very famous comedian long before you were thought of. But let me tell you something. You are a funny young lady.
Thank you.
So your father was Phil Silvers, right?
That's
so
correct.
He was what, a comedian? Was he a writer too?
Well, he had some shows that he, Sergeant Bilko, he was the star of, and Neil Simon was a junior writer on it, and Nat Hiken was the writer for it, and it would say what everyone's lines were, and then it would say, Phil says something funny here.
Really? So it was television mostly that he was doing, right?
He won more Tonys and Emmys than anyone at the time of his death. He was the only man ever to win an Emmy for Best Actor and Best Comedian in the same year.
Wow.
Up until, I think, Robin Williams. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't recall the truth, but something like that. Mm. Yeah, he was... He was a very,
That's pretty
very
cool.
brilliant man.
Wow. And when did he pass away?
29 years ago.
Oh, wow. So that's some time ago.
But, if you're into time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, that's the only thing we
Let's
have
keep
to measure.
That theme
you
going.
Know? Yeah. So tell me about time. What do you, how do you define time?
How do I define it? Time is useful when one is in the mind. When one is in the experience. Do you remember, have you ever seen a two-year-old at the park having an experience defining time around it?
No.
Have you ever been in the dentist chair for 15 minutes and it feels like 2 hours?
Yeah.
You ever been on a really great date or doing something unbelievable that you'd never done before and you say that 5 hours goes by in 2 minutes?
Right. That's what Jen was saying. Yeah.
So what happens is when we get into experience is the absence of mind.
Right.
Mind is the absence of experience. So you're either thinking about it, which means you're quantifying the file cabinet of your brain, identifying, logging, this is what's happening.
Right.
And you call that time. If you're out of the mind, if you're in the experience, you have no history that's defining what's going on. And if your history isn't defining what's going on, there is no time.
Yeah.
Then you have to look at your watch or your phone to recall and remember how long it's been because you're not filing it. Now, an experience causes the ability for a new file. Mm-hmm. You then can log it. If it happens once, you won't retain it. It's like eating the orange and the peel. It's all gone.
Right.
If it happens more than once, you start to identify in the file cabinet of your history. As soon as it happens in triplicate, it becomes real for you. It goes from R-E-E-L to R-E-A-L.
Mm. Okay, so what you're saying essentially is everything we think is wrong.
No, gosh, no. Please do not say I said that.
Okay, she did say that for the record.
That's a really good summary.
That's a horrible summary.
No, but everything I say, you come up with a different idea, and I'm trying
to think. No, the absence of idea. I'm making present your idea for an awareness for you to choose.
Okay, but you understand this is not a language I'm accustomed to, so I'm trying to understand it.
You should be. This is a language that causes success in all areas. The language you're accustomed to is suffering. You talk about what's missing, what's not here, time, when, if, just because. You say it in a funny way, so you hide from your own self, but you can't go beyond yourself if you're stuck within the truth of yourself.
Right, but why would I want to go beyond myself?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to experience while you're here, or do you want to just make it to the end of your last breath?
No, but it's my experience. I mean, it's my life, you know? No.
If you're doing what you already know, that's not an experience. That's a repetition.
No, I'm not saying what I already know, but in the future, there are things I don't know
yet.
There
is no future.
Well, to me, there is. I mean, that's how I'm measuring it. Like, the future
Stop
is what
measuring
hasn't
it.
Happened
Have
yet.
The experience instead.
How would Sam and I learn more about this? Let's say we wanted to...
I have a radio show.
Right.
That's true, yeah. Have you written any books or anything?
I've written about 9 books. None have been released yet.
Wow.
They're
that's
a little
a lot
bit
of books.
Too advanced. Why release something that's not understandable?
Yeah.
And if I release it to the community that understands it, that's 12 people. That's not true. I have about 30,000 clients over the last 25 years. So.
Wow. Wow.
But
how did you get started in this? I mean, was that like, did you, because it's mathematics and everything.
That said to me, I just shared over coffee, hi, how are you? And they'd come back and say, my gosh, I had success. Can you talk again? And I would say, really, you want more coffee? And we would chat. And then after a while, I had a bunch of people that came to me and said, will you start an acting class? And I said, no. And after a couple of years of asking me, I finally got sick of hearing it. So I said, fine, get me 10 students, a space and material, and I'll start a class, knowing that no one follows through and they'd go away, right?
Really, huh?
They got 10 students, a space and material.
Yeah.
I showed up and threw up and cried. And after a couple of years of throwing up and crying, I had hundreds of students.
Wow. So why were people saying acting class? Were you acting at the time?
What's human behavior, whether it's an R-E-E-L, someone writes it and you act it out, or it's an R-E-A-L, God says it and you respond as true. God being something larger than what you can calculate as real, right? You trip into it. Like LSD, it's a trip. It becomes real and you find yourself experiencing it.
Right. So to you, is there like to the universe no beginning, no end? Pretty much it's all like happening at the same time.
Shruti is the Big Bang Theory happening, the theory of everything coming into existence right now. That hum that you hear in your ear is the breaking of now. If you get quiet enough and present enough, do you ever meditate? I'm sure you don't. You like to drink instead.
No, I meditate.
Oh, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she does yoga and stuff, yeah.
Very cool.
I don't.
Well, I hear about your drinking. Drinking and thinking are one and the same, right? Poor me.
Oh, no, it's not drink. A sad drink. It's always a celebration.
They have fun. They have a lot of fun.
So while you're meditating, do you ever get quiet enough to hear the hum in your ear?
Yes.
Because that's the Shruti. That's nature coming into existence at every moment.
Wow, very cool. So you're obviously connected to the universe pretty much.
So are you. You just can't hear it because your mind is too loud.
Yeah. So how do I quiet my mind?
You want to H-E-R-E it. You want to go to H-E-R-E.
Okay.
You want to leave the filter of the mind and go to what's actually presencing.
So how do you do that? Through yoga and meditation and stuff?
And you do it through robbing a bank. You can anything causes awareness.
Okay.
Please don't rob a bank.
Yeah, I'll rob a bank. That one at least has some benefits to it.
Yeah, jail time.
Right. You might as well put it on YouTube also while you're at it. Do that.
If you're going to rob a bank, film yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything causes awareness with awareness. Hell is the absence of awareness. Heaven is awareness, right? If you spend your life trying to feed yourself, all you see is where you're not. If you spend your life helping another, you feel good in the moment. You forget to remember the self. When you forget to remember the self, you become experiential.
Right. But now my concern is this. If I forget about the future for a moment,
What about, it doesn't happen that way. It
yeah, what
with
about
awareness.
My retirement? I need to save some for my retirement.
There's
no?
absolutely nothing wrong with joining this cultural phenomenon. We're a cult, right? A cult is an agreement to agree upon the same agreements, and you live in a cult that agrees upon what goes on here, what the laws and walls are that you've agreed to live within. And while you're in this dimension, this cultural aptitude, you absolutely have a right to say for an hour, I'm going to sit down and have this conversation, but then leave it there. Then go out and have the experience of the possibility of what that breeds. Don't take it with you in the fear of, what if I forget? What if it doesn't happen? What if I outlive my last dollar? What if people don't like me? What if it doesn't work out? What if I spend all this time and I was doing the wrong thing? And you don't realize that it's like a kitty with tape on its paw. It follows you.
Right. So where do you get all this information and stuff? I mean, how did you gain so much knowledge about this?
So when your five senses become one, they align. Your smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound. You're not using them separately. They cause intuition. When they become sharp, like an awareness. Mm-hmm. And when they do, it cuts through the cultural phenomena of this is right. This is the way we go to school. Go. This is the way we wash our clothes. This is the way you lie when the cop drives by. Lie when the, you know, it just teaches you how everybody does the same thing, trying to get away with it. It allows you to go beyond what you know to be true.
Right. Absolutely. Laura, your microphone is still me down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
no,
just so into this.
It's not your fault at all. It's not your fault. It's this mic stand that makes me crazy sometimes. There we go. So, Laura, you're a student of Candace, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're learning from her. Was this like... I mean, it's unusual, not traditional views of life and spirituality and so forth.
Yeah.
Were you like, so how did that pick your interest?
I found Candace because I was at this one workshop and it was for acting. And so I got to see five different acting teachers and I walked into each one. And then everyone I heard was just, it was just kind of like BS talking, you know, just because they wanted me to sign up. And then I walked into Candace's class and she said one thing. And then I was just hooked. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm
really
very
so spoke
called
to you.
To
what was that one thing?
You could connect to it.
She said, when you walk into a casting office, do you go in there impressing the director? And then everybody raised their hand. And she said, and that's why you're not booking the job. And I was like, oh, my God. Wow. And then that's when I just knew that I had to stay. And some people stay and some people don't. But
right. Very cool. Very cool. So now do you have like workshops and things like that? How do you
I do.
How do
yeah.
people get involved?
Well, there's many ways to get involved. I leave in a week for Indonesia. I'm doing three different workshops over there over the next month. This particular trip for us is all at the Four Seasons, so I'm kind of excited about this
one.
I'm working with a private family for a week. I'm working with 10 people, and then I'm working with two separate people for 6 days.
Wow, very cool.
It's
so you get to travel quite a bit, huh?
I get to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
As long as
that's the way to live.
100% responsible for what occurs, not as a consequence, but my karma leading me into what's the next thing nature's trying to show me.
Yeah.
Is what you teach similar to Eckhart Tolle?
I don't know.
Interesting. Because, I mean, his stuff is
I
like
think they're all versions of awareness. I think you can make a donut 30 different ways, and they're all donuts. And I think the person that wants this kind of donut is going to go there, and the one that wants this kind is going to come here. But I unfortunately can't tell you that I know because I don't listen, because to me it's too tough to listen. What I do is, I think, far more dangerous in that I don't talk to people. I do it to people. When you sit in front of me, your life alters. Instead of praying to an altar, you become the altar you're praying to. Alteration.
I like that.
Yeah, very cool.
It's a little bit more dangerous because you are the experiencer of it, not the listener to it.
So what can people expect at the workshops? How many people do you usually have in one?
Well, I do private sessions all day long.
Oh, you do?
And then I have classes that have anywhere from my ongoing weekly classes have about 25 people in them, and then I have workshops several times a year for different subject matter that can have 50 or 60 people. I'm doing a Screen Actors Guild workshop, I think in May, that'll have 200 or 300 people in it.
Wow.
May 21st.
I can go to that.
Very cool. Yeah, give people information. Where can they sign up? Where can they go?
For the SAG-AFTRA event, it is on May 21st. That is a Thursday at 7 p.m. and it is free. So everybody should come to that.
Yeah.
You can either sign up through the office at office@candacesilvers.com or on SAG-AFTRA.
Okay. So that's the website, SAG-AFTRA. Mm-hmm.
Is it? Do you have to be a member?
No.
Okay.
I do have women's groups. Those are right now currently my absolute most favorite group that I have because I have 25 really powerful women who are just dropping like flies. You know, they're learning to see beyond what was their maximum. And what I get to watch is people literally fly. It's not the honeymoon stage of, you know, cloud nine. It's actually becoming aware of where they had nailed their foot to the floor, and as they denail it, we get to watch. It's just fun.
Yeah,
it's exciting. It's dangerous. It's tough.
Why is it dangerous?
Because when most people run away from their feelings, they want to be intimate in the future. They don't want to be intimate presently. Because to take responsibility for what's occurring in your life means you can't blame someone else.
Right.
I'm very good at what I do, and I hold them with understanding while they're going through it so that they can see beyond what they know, whether they're in a 30-year marriage or their daughter's going through drug rehab or, you know, whatever it is, that they get to see beyond what their truth was and therefore cause what they'll call a miracle.
Yeah.
Right? To us, we see someone at the end of a freeway who's begging for money. We put them in our car and we take them and get them a shower and teach them how to be in the world, and they'll call it a miracle. Yeah. We call it just another day's work because we can see. And the person that can see, it's their job to pull the next guy up the mountain of their mind.
Yeah. So I imagine this improved your life quite a bit.
All day long.
Really?
All day long.
So
I was just driving here and my mother said, "You really got everything you ever wanted. Mm-hmm. You really had the life you said you would have."
So
this just happened just now, driving here to your show.
So you created your own destiny, pretty much.
Oh, God, no. Destiny is dis tiny. That's someone's opinion of your life. Get out of your opinions and have your life instead.
So you're saying, so is everything predetermined, or do we choose our path?
I don't know. What do you want to think?
I want to know what you think.
I don't think. That's why you're the guest. I'm not interested in thinking.
Okay, so what do you say?
So you're either thinking about it or you're experiencing it. And if you're experiencing it, you're becoming more and more responsible, because when you become aware you're the one that stepped on the broken glass, instead of blaming politics or your neighbors, you just sidestepped the broken glass, which means you took the action, which means you did the seeing, which means you were in the activity, which means you're now in control of no control, meaning nature is something bigger than all of us. So you can't control it, but you can control the action you choose to take, which
right.
goes from karma to dharma.
Right. You see, and that's what I was saying about sticking your finger in the fire, because it's your choice whether to put your finger in there or not. But
when you can see, it's your choice.
But when it happens,
the first 100 times, you may not be able to see. It's happening for you, not to you.
Yeah. But, and then nature just going to cause it to burn your finger if you do that. You know, that's just the reality.
No, nature's just happening. You make an opinion of nature. If you like it, you call it good. If you don't like it, you call it
bad. So you're saying that if I burn my finger, it's just in my mind?
No, I think you really... Well, it is, because the pituitary gland that feels the pain is in your mind.
Okay.
But the truth is that pituitary gland extends down to a synapsis shot in your finger to show you where to heal yourself. But it happened to teach you something.
Mm.
For sure. It didn't happen because you're a bad boy.
No, obviously, because there are the cause and effect, you know, right?
Which is nature.
Which is nature. Okay, so...
Your opinion of nature is culture.
Culture. So, so before we learn this in our culture, are we born understanding nature? Do we understand it?
We're not born understanding nature, sweetheart. We are nature.
We're part of nature. Right.
You point to what isn't a part of the whole.
Okay, but I have to define different things.
Why? Why do you have to define different things?
Because in my life, in my physical life, things are discrete. They're not one. You know,
that
like
I
separate.
Absolutely agree with, and I think that it's highly important that we take out blocks of time and call them life school, and go in and have a conversation about it to become more aware of it. And then when we're in our life, we're in the experiential learning part of. There's only one thing every human being on this earth that's ever been here, ever will be here, has in common. from the first breath to the last, whether you're Jeffrey Dahmer or Hitler or Mother Teresa or the president or the greatest person you ever met, is we're all learning. Mm. We're learning to breathe. We're learning we're good. We're learning we're bad. We're learning we're each other. We're learning right. There's nothing wrong. We're learning everything's wrong. We're learning
but
to drive a car.
But doesn't that learning require thinking?
I think that thinking can be a good thing with awareness and can be a very bad thing without awareness. I think dis-ease is caused from unawareness.
Mm, right. So we need to be aware of everything. So we need.
Well,
to,
we don't need anything. It's happening whether we like it or not.
Right.
The sun doesn't
care
whether.
So the awareness is right there.
The sun doesn't care whether you believe in it for it to do its job.
Right. Absolutely.
You can sit home and think about it all day long. It's still operating sans your agreement or requirements.
Right. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Candace Silvers and Alara, who came in with her. and you guys, obviously, so Alara, do you get this stuff?
I have been her student for 5 years, and I'm still getting this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently you feel strongly about it, or you wouldn't have spent 5 years learning.
Well, I just know that whenever I'm in it, my life changes for the better and better and better. And if I'm not in it, then it doesn't. And that's why I stay, because I know that there's something more powerful than me. I know that there's something here for me.
Right. Now, when you talk about it with other people, they're probably puzzled too, like we are, right? I mean, because this is like a total departure of traditional thinking.
Well, it is and it isn't. If you're in MIT or you're in the science field or in the quantum field, it's not a departure from normal thinking.
You
it's
understand.
Just outside of the cultural norm of people who like to suffer.
Right. Now, so let me ask you this now. You know, obviously we're within a very intelligent universe. I mean, you can see there's like a lot of, not thought, because I
don't
think
the creator
thinks.
Can you imagine how smart as you are, you're only one part of all of the universe?
Yeah,
and
a little grain. A little grain. I mean, the Earth is a little grain, grain of sand in the universe. So imagine
one
person.
Well, now you're getting into the micro.
Yeah. But so you've gone into like quantum mechanics and everything. I mean, you're like in that realm. How did you get into that? Did you have to go to school for that?
Life school.
Yeah.
You get burned enough, you learn to put your finger off the stove.
Right. But that's the thing, though, is that, you know, quantum mechanics requires a lot of thinking and understanding.
It does while you're in the classroom learning how to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a human behavioral expert, so there's a very big difference. I'm a scientist in human behavior, not in the field of the math. So the math that I use causes you to become aware of your own self. Most people can look at you and say whether you're happy, sad, glad, or mad. And then we call it psychic if someone can see beyond that.
Right.
Psychic goes away when you understand why you can see beyond that. I have a class I teach once a year for 3 days. It's an 18-hour class. It's an intensive. It's called the Foundation. And it's the causation of human behavior, how you bring nothing into something. It's the only time once a year for 3 days. Well, I teach it in New York once a year and in L.A. once a year. It's the only time I teach people how to see from my eyes what I do. Other than that, the rest of the year, I'm doing it to you.
Mm.
So for those 3 days, you hear the math, the science, and the cause, and how to use it.
Amazing. So how can people find out more information? Do you have a website that people can go to?
We do. It's www.CandaceSilverStudios.com.
Okay, sounds good. And people can find out more about it and stuff. Yeah, I can see the website. Let me bring it up real quick. But so this is very interesting. Now, how do people find out about you, like, around the world? I mean, obviously, you travel quite a bit. How do people find out about
you? I'll be honest, Sam. I don't PR. You can't get people to understand this. You invited me on your show, and I always say yes to what's being asked if it's dharmic. So I said yes, but I didn't call you and say, can you promote me? I don't tell people. People find me. It's a magnetic attraction. It has nothing to do with the mind. And people that come... Someone will come because their father made $1 million studying with me, or their mother no longer has cancer, or their child became a star and won an Emmy. And so they come to see, how did you do that? And if they come for me to do to them what I did to their family member or best friend, it doesn't work. No. If they come because they're done with the way their life is. They've gotten to the end of their road, and they can't die for another 50 years. What are they going to do? They're willing to risk looking in a different area.
Right.
Then they begin to wake up from the lie of the mind that they've agreed to agree to. But I don't tell people, this isn't believable. I've been sitting with you for a half an hour. You don't, what have I said that you would even be able to grasp to believe?
That's true.
It's a magnetic attraction where you cannot not. You know that thing in school we were failed because we used a double negative?
Right.
I got an F every time I went to English. I make a lot of money because of those Fs.
Really?
The double negative is where transcension begins. When you cannot not is when you go beyond the self.
Mm, that's true. That's true. You can't
ask a mother with a child whose child is in pain. Tell them they can't. They won't even spend time looking at you to discuss it. They'll just do what they must because their child is at stake.
Right.
And that's where we begin.
So, but now, what if somebody were to Google you or to try and find you?
Yeah.
Like, what would those search terms be?
I don't know what that means.
So you would Google Candace Silvers?
But what if you didn't know about her and you needed whatever it was, you know?
I've had thousands and thousands of clients because when someone begins to wake up, the people that have known them for years, family members or friends, go, this is impossible. Did you go on a diet, get a facelift? What happened? And they go, Candace Silvers. And some people come and check it out and go, this is crazy. And some people come and check it out and stay. And then their friends come. And then those people, this isn't something I can make you do. I'll invite you. Would you like to come tonight to my women's group? It is a private, you can't get in class. You have to sign up for it. You'll come because you cannot not, or you'll tell me you're busy. And if you're attracted to it, you'll have to come. And if you're not, you won't. And that's how you Google me, attraction. Under attraction. Whatever Google means, that's how. I don't understand your world, and I have no interest in it.
Wow. So, I mean, does that make you feel like separate from other people?
Gosh, no.
No?
If you see someone who's hurting, do you want to help them?
Yes.
If I see someone who's hurting, I want to help them. Mm. But I don't walk up to them and say, I can help you, listen to me. But I do extend a hand.
Right. Now, what do you say? A couple of times you mentioned dangerous. Why is it dangerous?
Because people are afraid of their mind. They're afraid of their feelings. They're afraid of being found out. The Harvard newsletter had a poll they took, that people are more afraid of going insane while they're alive than death.
Really?
People are afraid of their minds. And my job is to make you aware of your mind so that it literally is the broken glass you no longer step in.
Right. So Once you're done with someone, they don't need medication or anything, right?
I'm not a granola crunchy frou-frou person. Right. I'm from Beverly Hills, and I like my Range Rover. I'm not going to tell you to leave antibiotics to go walk barefoot on the beach. I am going to tell you, in the dimension with which you got the dis-ease, you better work in that dimension. But I'm also something outside of your worldview that comes in that can disengage you from your disease, sure.
Yeah. So Alara, I guess when the person is ready for this, they would get it, right?
No, you never get it.
You never get it.
You never get it.
It causes you. You don't get it.
Yeah, okay. And every time you think you get it, then there's your thought thinking that you got something, which brings you right back to the beginning.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a slippery thing, you know? I mean, it's hard to
quantify. I use that all the time. You know those little things you get at Toys R Us that kids use? That you hold onto it and it slips through your hand, and you grab it again and it slips through your hand?
Yeah,
that's this work, until you actually see that the mind is trying to grasp something that's too large for it.
Right.
And the mind disengages and the experience begins.
Yeah. Now, so what about, like, how do you view, like, religion, organized religion and stuff? Is that...
Religion is for people who are afraid of death. Spirituality is for people who have been to hell.
People who have been to hell.
Well, have you ever been to hell? Have you ever had something?
If you say
so
I have, then I probably have.
I don't say anything. It's your life. It's your experience.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with anything. There's nothing wrong with anything. Everything you burn your hand on teaches you.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't have opinions of separation. You're going to magnetically attract yourself to that with which is your greatest lesson to learn from.
Right.
Whether that's robbing a bank or stealing from people or lying. And you may have to lie for 50 years until you get that lying was like playing Monopoly, where you win at the end of every game, but you really lost because you never invested yourself.
Yeah.
You got away with life instead of having it.
Yeah.
And at the end of your life, how many people, right before they die, go, gosh, since I got here anyway, why didn't I do all of the things that I didn't do so that I could be safe?
Right. I know a lot of people also regret things they didn't do. you know.
So, most people.
Right?
Well, I was raised, you can only regret the things you never got to do, never the things you did get to
right,
do.
Right, exactly, exactly. Now, do you think, or your view... And
look, you're already shifting. You're already taking what you think out.
You
well,
keep
good
for you. He's scared.
You keep correcting me.
He is scared.
Well, I told you it's dangerous.
No, I'm trying to speak your language. That's it.
I don't have a language.
You do. It's different. But my question, my biggest question to you is there a reason or a purpose or a meaning to all this? To all the universe, to our being here?
Isn't that the fun of culture and village is that everybody has their own answer and their own answer what you believe you be and live believe you be and live
right so what
be
do you believe
what you believe
so what do you believe I mean do you believe
I believe I'm sitting in a room with three really good looking people having some fun
right now but my question is
thank you
let me rephrase the question okay
I believe that life is a process I believe that life is gifted to us to play with
right exactly but gifted to us by whom
Wait, you want to make totality small enough to understand? I will not have that conversation.
No, but you just said we were gifted.
I don't know, by your mother, by your mother's mother, by the originator of the mother's mother's mother. You want to call that Eve? You want to do ADAM and made EVE or ATOM made ATOM? So if you do ATOM multiplied and divided and become ATOM, that's homosexual. And science, if you want to do ADAM multiplied and divided and became EVE, that's history, and that's heterosexual. Mm-hmm. But they're the same story. They keep multiplying and dividing and becoming the next thing. And each one multiplies and divides and becomes the next thing because it wants to know itself back.
Mm.
It wants to know what it is, and it causes the germination of the birth of now.
Yeah.
And add that times ad infinitum. Right. What you have is the chaos of the molecular structure of totality. You want me to identify that on a radio show? I don't know.
Just what you think. I mean, I don't expect it to be right or wrong, but your opinion
well,
about
good
it.
For you, because it isn't right or wrong. It's
right, exactly.
Just an opinion that births another opinion.
Right. Well, everybody, if you like all the stuff, contact Candace Silver Studios. The website is CandaceSilverStudios.com. And you can find out, access the brilliant self. I like that. So you can find out about the classes. What else about? So the books are not out yet, right? But you can also check out the radio show.
We have YouTubes that you can Google and find on YouTube. Do you Google YouTube? I don't understand that language. I apologize. We do have our radio shows, and we do have... lots of different ways to find us if you're in different parts of the world that you can't physically be here. All of our classes allow Skypers to Skype in.
Very cool. So, Alara, what day and time is the show? Every week?
So every week it is Thursdays at LA Talk Radio at 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. on Thursdays on Channel 2. Mm-hmm. And you guys, there's actually a lot of past shows you can go and listen to, a wealth of stuff. So definitely interesting. And I took a listen to your show for a few minutes and I thought, I need to talk to this woman. You know, I mean, this is like different. So good for you for being so innovative and everything. And that's it. Anything else you want to say before we leave? Because we are out of time.
This was really fun. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you. I mean, you definitely expanded my mind and my, I don't know, consciousness, apprehension, comprehension, whatever. But
and you definitely made me laugh.
Great. Well, Candace, much continued success to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And everybody check it out. So the woman's group is when tonight?
Tonight.
Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m.
Where is it? Where can people go?
Well, they can call the office and get that information.
Okay. Alara, give out the number. Do you know the number for the office?
818-781-8345.
There you go.
818-781-8345.
Just go to Candace's website or just Google her name and you'll find everything. Candace, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. Alara, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it possible. Mm-hmm. And everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Jen.
Anytime.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.